you said everybody's juiced up, but you seem to be particularly juiced up, dancing after touchdowns, getting in the defense's face a little bit. Just part of the back and forth?
Yeah, it's football. Just when you're feeling good and you're out there making plays, I mean, you just want to have fun. It's the whole game of the football. Have fun out there, enjoy it, and have competition. Competition's huge. That's what gets you better. That's what makes you better as a player. That's what makes the team better is competition. So I'm trying to go out there, compete with the teammates, make the defense better, and defense is trying to make the offense better and myself.
All these non-padded practices, you ready to go hit someone?
I don't mind the first 2 days without without pads. I'm not going to lie. I mean, you want to get accumulated out there to football, to the movements and everything. You want to get your body back to it. It's been a while since you've been having competition like that. So the first 2 days without pads is cool, but then after that, you're always ready to roll.
Do you want to take a few hits just to see how your back responds?
I always want to take hits. When we put those pads on, I'm going to definitely be ready. I'm going to be ready to take hits. I'm going to be ready to play ball.
Rob, considering what you had to go through to get to this point coming off the back surgery, how eagerly did you look forward to the start of training camp?
I've been looking forward to it for a while now, for sure. I've been looking forward just to get back to football. I mean, I've definitely had a longer vacation than a lot of the guys, so I would say I was probably the most eager to get going, get rolling.
Rob, you've been on Super Bowl winning teams in the past. How early in camp did you know that was a possibility, and you start to see that today?
We just take one practice at a time. Camp right now, it's July. July 27th. We got a while till our first preseason game. We got a while till our first regular season game. So as of right now, we're just taking it one day at a time and just trying to get better. I'm trying to get better. The team's trying to get better.
You had spiked the ball after a touchdown.
Yeah. I don't know. I was just a little juiced up at that moment. I didn't even notice what I did. And it wasn't even like a real spike. It was just like tossing it to the ground. But juiced up, just trying to make some plays out there.
When the crowd reacts to that, what's your reaction?
I don't know. I just ran to my teammates and did a couple of chest bumps and all that. I mean, I wasn't even sure what the crowd did after that, but not really that worried about that. They're great to have out there, but also got to just worry about getting better.
Rob, can you talk about the fans' reaction to Tom?
Every single year it gets louder and louder. I mean, it's Tom. I mean, if I was in the stands too, I'd be up on my feet cheering for him. What he's done for this organization, for all the fans, all the football he's shown, that he keeps playing, it's just unbelievable. So I think every time he gets out on the field, he deserves a standing ovation from the fans. So I would be one of them in the crowd doing it too.
Hey, Rob, can you talk about what you've seen out of Garoppolo now in his fourth year and just like how much confidence you guys have?
Just all the QBs overall, you see a lot of confidence out of them. They all work hard. They're all great to work with. And as a player, you just don't want to always be working with one quarterback. I mean, it's great to work with Tom. It's great to work with Garoppolo. It's great to work with Jacoby. And you've seen just a lot of resilience out of all three of them. And it's just a great room to work with all of them.
What do you see from the tight ends you're around? You've been with some great tight ends over the years. What do you see from this group?
This group as a whole, we're just trying to focus to get better every day. They're great guys, great individuals. They love the game of football. They love to come out here and work. And that's what I like. I like a group of guys around in our meeting room that come in out onto the practice field, work hard, and we have each other's back. So it's definitely a great group of guys, and we're just trying to get better every day.
You've obviously seen it before, but how nice is it when you guys come out first day of practice and all these people are here just to watch you guys?
Oh, it's always great. I mean, the first day of camp is always fun. You don't know what to expect. You don't know how your body's going to respond. You don't know how the fans are going to respond. You don't know how the other players are going to respond. But overall, it was just a good day. A lot of competition out there. A lot of improvements I can make personally. I can get better in a lot of areas, conditioning-wise, just route pattern-wise, everything. So just overall, it's a good day, but can definitely always improve.
Obviously, every training camp's different, but you're 1 year older. How do you feel mentally, health-wise, conditioning-wise?
I feel good. I'm definitely always have room for improvement, whatever part of the field that is, if it's blocking, running routes, conditioning. But overall, I would say it was cool. It was fun to be back out there. I got a lot to work on, but I just enjoyed myself today out there. It's awesome. All right, guys, I appreciate it.